What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
December 14th, 2021, Patriot Power Hour. Episode 165. Ben the Breaker of Banksters here. Future Dan, how you doing there, buddy?
Good, but we're thinking tonight about all the victims of massive tornadoes across the middle of our country, especially Kentucky. Historical storm has struck since the last Patriot Power Hour, and a lot of loss of life, Ben, and a lot of devastation. So we're thinking of them tonight.
Yeah, and the whole network has been talking about the telethon and the different pledges. I'm actually ensuring that at least 1 ounce of silver I'll be putting up there as kind of one of the prize or, you know, consideration for folks that donate. So really, I think probably the easiest way, if you guys aren't, a lot of listeners already know about this stuff, but if you haven't plugged in yet this week, they had a big show last night, and just go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. I think that's the simplest way, right? And there's a lot of different ways to click on that. You can go listen to the previous show about it, or, you know, even the different links and stuff to donate.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's up to $1,000 already donated on the network. This is going to close later this week, I think Friday at the earliest, and like you alluded to, there's prizes for, you know, top donations, and those prizes are second prize is 2 tickets to Prepper Camp 2022 next year, Ben. Not shabby.
Not
but
at all.
First prize put up by the folks at Fortitude Ranch, right? 260 Fortitudes, the cryptocurrency that's established with the membership at Fortitude Ranch. 260 Fortitudes is the top prize. So donate, get your money in, and help the victims. Help out the mission of Prepper Broadcasting Network, folks. It's important. 130-year storm, right? You know, the unprecedented kind of damage for December, right? 128 miles on the ground, straight through warehouses, nursing homes, everything. Lot of loss of life, big parts of blacked out immediately afterwards. So, you know, it's probably not the right time to say, hey, you know, really beat the drum of being prepared. It's self-evident, though, if that kind of natural – there's many variations of it, right? Earthquakes, hurricanes, volcanoes, all of it. You know, being prepared, but, you know, this is an act of nature, and it was a bad one.
Well, I literally was about to say all those acts of nature and of themselves you should prep for, but I feel like the acts of men can be more devastating and maybe – national or worldwide, not just regional. I mean, like you said, 130 miles is crazy amount of intensity and length of that storm. But some of the man-made issues we're confronting, and we often talk about on the show, of course, it can all hit us like a brick. So these, you know, folks, we're trying to reach out, help them out. If every listener of PBN just donated $10, 10 Federal Reserve notes, that would be thousands upon thousands of dollars, which could help at least a couple families. Let's just say a family of four, $1,000, $2,000 each. That would go a long way for at least bridging the gap. And, you know, it makes a difference. It's not that much. So check that out. And if you're a big donor, you know, you can kind of get up there and get some of those prizes, as we call them. I mean, it's kind of weird to call them a prize in such a bad catastrophe, but this is some pretty cool stuff. The Fortitudes especially can get you a real good start on your bug out plan. Even Dave Jones with awesome preps and homesteading he does has kind of that plan B or plan C, and he trusts the Fortitude system. So real interesting to check that out, but, you know, it's a very tough situation. It can happen to anybody, stuff like that. So be blessed that it didn't happen to you, and help out if you can.
Right, absolutely. So that's one piece of news, which is definitely occupying everyone's attention in this country right now. And I got to say, there's a little bit of a, you know, especially in international and security news, we're at a little bit of a pause, a little dearth
right.
of that kind of news. Yeah, so we're going to get
pretty crazy. Like we've seen so much of it build up over the year, I feel like. But spoiler alert, we'll do the news blitz, but there's no articles in this column for the first time I remember on PPH while we've been on PBN.
Oh, it happens. No, there's been columns with nothing. You know, we got to call it like we see it, right? It's got to be headlines. Doesn't mean, you know, this is open source news. Doesn't mean behind the scenes very bad things aren't happening. It just means right now they're not, you know, in the public's, you know, right in the public's face, and we're not on, you know, crisis footing anywhere overseas at the moment. But economically, I'm pretty sure we are. Tell us what you're seeing with inflation and what it means, Ben.
Well, it just, I've been one that's been warning about inflation for nearly a decade now, probably about a decade when I started my blog, my website, Dethrone the Banksters in 2011 and 2012. Before I even did radio, I was talking about how inflation and debasing the currency and potential hyperinflation were in the offing. But for 10 years, there was not much inflation. Now, I talked ad nauseum about it. I won't go too deep into it, but there has been inflation in certain items, especially in very expensive art, very expensive real estate, and so, you know, Bitcoin. Okay. But really, even the stock market, there has been a lot of inflation that people have gotten wealthy off of, but it hasn't hit the staples, or it's been at a much more contained level. But we're seeing 8, 9, 10% official metrics for inflation now. There's all different types, but I saw a very recent wholesale price inflation, 9% year over year. And we obviously talked about the CPI, and we talked about the Social Security cost of living going up so much. So if the official sources are showing 8 to 10% inflation on the basics, on just the food, you know, not a Ferrari, not a Babe Ruth rookie card or whatever, But on just the basics that the middle class and especially the lower class really hurts them, then I got to think it's worse than that for real. So if the official numbers are saying 10%, I'm saying 15, 20%. Here's the thing. If this happens another year, if we're seeing 10, 15, 20% inflation compared to what it is now in 1 year from now, then that's going to have critical impact to the economy. This first spat of inflation, maybe we could handle it to some degree, but every percentage from here on out is going to hurt three times worse than the last one.
You really think they can get away with, you know, 50 to 100% you know, less than actual inflation on average nationally? You think that they can actually measure it accurately enough and then discount it by 50 or 100%. I mean, if you told me that, you know, in today, instead of 9.66% year over year for wholesale prices, is really 12, like 25%. But you think that they can distort the numbers, distort the reporting, censor alternative points of view, and just throw out numbers that are 50 to 100% exaggerated?
I feel like that's absolutely possible, and they've done it in the past, and they've been caught rigging different markets. Now, you know, we can dive deep into it. If I had the freaking time, I would do a scientific study to disprove their numbers. I don't have the time to do that, so. But I it's more than a feeling. It's my deep research into these people over the last 10 years that they would never admit the true amount. Whatever they're admitting, it's much more.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think they, you know, they prefer not to even announce it, right? I agree that it's probably an overage or an underage, depending on the political value of it. But at some point, it'll break the camel's back. Just, you know, people that are nonpartisan, just, you know, probably traders on Wall Street that, you know, all they really want. And there's plenty of people that really want the real number, right? They depend on it. They for a long time, they've thought they've had it. In fact, I'm not sure how far back in history it would have to go before, you know, Federal Reserve economists and Treasury and Department of Commerce, you know, statisticians were just making a straight best effort to give you the numbers. But boy, half to a full, you know, doubling of, you know, I don't know about that. I don't see prices where I live, you know, literally, you know, twice as high as last year. Not yet, but I guess, you know, it's just, you know, a matter of trust in the system. You have very, very little, as the system has, you know, earned that distrust from you for the last, you know, since you really became aware of all this in the 2008 crisis.
Well, one way to even put it is previously they said essentially zero inflation for the last decade, you know, 1%, maybe 2% at most a year. But in reality, it was 5-6+%. So that's where I start off, that they're already way off the mark. So if they went from saying it was 1 or 2% to 8 or 9%, I know it's at least a few points higher. Yeah, maybe not doubled up, but, you know, I don't trust their manipulation in social and bankster engineering further than I can throw the little midget Janet Yellen. So I could throw her pretty far probably, but still. Anyway, they can't hide it anymore, I guess, is the overall point, though. If they're saying wholesale prices are up 9.6%, like we see here on Future Danger, that is red alert, just as you noted here.
Yeah, it's red. It's not black on red because it's not like Weimar Republic type inflation. It's not,
right,
you know, some you know, Rhodesia or Zimbabwe inflation. Not yet. But it's, you know, they can't help but talk about it on CNBC yeah, and Bloomberg, right? Like at this point, they're all coming to grips with what, you know, that's an absolute record today, 9.6% year over year on wholesale prices. Inflation year over year, just consumer prices, 39-year high, like in your lifetime, Ben. High, right?
Yeah, no, definitely way within my lifetime. My parents told me about the crazy times of late 70s, early 80s when there was 15-20% interest rates and crazy inflation and gas shortages, and I think we're coming back to there in a way, except on our interest rates are at like 0%, and if we raise them to 10-15-20, it would destroy everything. So a little bit different this go around. We're kind of out. We've used up our capital in both ways. But, you know, to put an end cap on the inflation talk, we'll talk a little bit more about it, but we're going to break and we're going to come back with a news blitz. This is key. The 10-year treasury yield is what right now? Very, very low. What is the inflation? Much, much higher than the treasury yield. Much, much higher than your bank gives you for a savings rate. So what does that mean? The real savings rate and the real ability to hedge against this inflation in a safe manner is, it's absolutely negative. It's probably the worst discrepancy we've ever seen, actually. At least going back to like the 80s, when they had to have a 15% yeah. rate because there was 20% inflation. So it's at that level. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but we got to go to the first break. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour on PBN.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
The six principles for disaster preparedness. Use them to build a base of preparedness that will keep your family safe in the face of the next disaster. Find them and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Man, I see in Fight Club the strongest and smartest men who've ever lived. I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
It's December 14th, 2021. It's time for that Future Danger News Blitz. Let's get rolling straight away. Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyers plan to call 35 witnesses to the stand. We talked about this trial a little bit last week. Go check out the archive on that. But 35 witnesses for the defense. Bill proposed in Congress to establish federal vaccination database. He said they were going to have a federal vaccination database 5 years ago. They would have called you a 10-foot foil hat crazy man. Well, there you go. It's only a bill that's proposed, though. Keep that in mind. So relatively low rating. Twitter suspends account providing Ghislaine Maxwell trial updates. It was pretty high level, actually, there. Second column, no, at least apparent, actualized geopolitical news items this week. We'll keep our eyes open, though, certainly. From Russia to the Middle East to Taiwan and beyond. But right now, nothing too crazy going on that we're aware of that's open source, as Future Dan said in the last segment. Moving on to economics, the future of work is a 60-year career. So let's say you start at 25, you'll retire at 85. No more retiring. And hey, you know what? Some people love to work until they die. And those people, great. I hope to retire from my 9-to-5 before 60 years so I could put more work into things like PBN. But no, this is the 60-year career. Go check that out. A link on the site. Senate passes a $2.5 trillion debt limit increase. I saw something on Twitter today to relate it. The United Kingdom, the entire United Kingdom has a $2.8 trillion per year GDP, gross domestic product of all of the UK, $2.8 trillion. Well, the U.S. just added about that much, an entire UK economy worth to the debt limit. It'll be used up in about a year, maybe quicker. Federal government debt to GDP ratio, 123% in the red zone. That should be going up a fair amount based on what we just saw. We'll keep an eye on that. Inflation. We hit on this hard in the first segment, but let's run through real quick. 39-year high for inflation. Wholesale prices rise 9.6% in November. Fastest pace on record. CPI, Consumer Price Index, not yet in the red zone. It's kind of a lagging indicator. I want to see how this updates in the next month or two. See if we start getting a quarterly increase of 2 or 3%, which obviously over many quarters adds up quite a lot. Federal government collects record $565 billion in taxes through the first 2 months of fiscal year 2022. So October and November of 2021 is the first 2 years of fiscal year, or 2 months of fiscal year 2022. $565 billion in taxes in 2 months. $565 billion. We're seeing some flashes in the bond market, both worldwide and here in America with the Treasury market. Potential Fed policy danger. Have they put themselves in a box? Is inflation out of control going to force them to raise rates, which would devastate the economy and the markets? Well, we're seeing slight tremors. Hasn't had a full-scale crash yet, but we'll keep an eye on it. Now to the nature, natural news, and often the COVID column. 800,000 American deaths attributed to COVID-19. The stories in Kentucky, tragic. Dozens killed. We've really got at least 88 at this time right now. Across six states, 88, with 74 in Kentucky alone. We're also seeing some, now luckily no deaths, fatalities, but up in the Pacific Northwest, 40-plus earthquakes offshore, the Cascadia subduction region, I believe, is called. I don't know if we get a big one in Seattle or off the coast, tsunami, etc. Happened in Japan. That'd be just as bad, or actually a lot worse. A lot worse than the tornadoes. So be prepared wherever you are. Federal government to geoengineer the oceans. Another thing that would have been considered a conspiracy theory a while ago coming out. The National Academy of Sciences released a major report chronicling six techniques to turn the oceans into carbon dioxide vacuums. And finally, last article before I bring Future Dan back on. 8 out of 10 Omicron patients are fully vaccinated, which is higher than the percentage of fully vaccinated in the population. 80% are not vaccinated, but 80% of Omicron patients are vaccinated. Future Dan, maybe we can start with that, but feel free to touch on any real topic you want now. What piqued your interest, and what do you want to get into with just a couple minutes before we go to break?
Yeah, I like it when you call out a headline and remind people that X amount of time ago, it would have been inappropriate to even suggest things that now we're seeing, right? Just the Overton window, the acceleration, the compacting of, unacceptable things into each other, into a state of being acceptable, it's worthy of talking about and opposing. But in a sense, we're in an amazing time where that sort of thing has accelerated. And I got to believe it can't last. It has to, you know, either abate or climax. And the climax isn't going to be a good thing to live through.
No, I feel the same way. I feel like, and this is how I feel with most everything going on these days. Every day that it doesn't take place is just more pent-up energy for when it does blow up in the future, whether that's economic system, whether that's ongoing attacks on the Bill of Rights, whether that's the medical tyranny, blah, all the different things. None of them are really getting better, you know, on a day-to-day, month-to-month basis. So it's just really building up. But I feel like almost all these issues can no longer be in the background and just slowly fester. Like, they're all rising to the surface. And as you said, they're either going to have to crescendo and we're going to be in some craziness, or something's going to have to break, I feel like.
Yeah, but we're not seeing it this week. This week is just another heat map dashboard blitzkrieg reminding us that from week to week, you don't even get the same emerging threats. Some kind of just, you know, die away, or, you know, not die away, but just, you know, diminish temporarily, and others crop up, right? And which one is it going to be next week? I don't know. In the history of Patriot Power Hour, we haven't seen any crises really unfold during the end of December, holiday season, but it can still happen, and we're watching for it. But as far as I can tell tonight, we're pretty much par for the course, slowly, you know, facing a future that is still preventable, but we're going to have to work at it.
Good way to put it. Going to have to work at it. You might as well prep you and your family in the meanwhile, in case things get a little crazy in the meanwhile. Real quick analogy before we go to break. Think about December 2019. We were doing the show. We didn't know anything really about COVID being spread, possibly purposefully at the time, throughout November, December, and January 2019. We finally caught on to it, especially about the time we came on to Prepper Broadcasting Network in January. But I'm just saying, what could be going on right now that no one really knows about, of course, but 1 month, 2 months, 6 months from now could be the real story. We'll be out here looking for that, but we never know for sure. So that's why you got to keep your head on a swivel and be prepping, you know?
Yeah, if you subscribe to the intentional release, or, you know, let it happen on purpose release of COVID, that in hindsight, you know, about 11 months before the election, where you want to have an effect and launch it right over the holidays when everybody's busy with something else, kind of seems like an opportune time in hindsight for COVID to have come out.
For sure. All right, folks, we're going to go to break. But before we do, remember, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com. Donate if you can. If you can, at least spread the word on social media or wherever you and your friends communicate. Say, hey, here's a great way to try to donate to the people affected by the storms, right? Folks, we will be right back. PrepperBroadcasting.com to donate and check out the archives and all the different items on the store for Christmas, etc., etc. We'll be back. Stick with us.
Are you prepared to be the family doctor in a disaster or emergency? This is the Intrepid Commander, and I'm holding the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy, MD. In this great book, you'll learn how to prepare for medical care off the grid. You'll learn about assessment and stabilization. You'll even deal with things like bioterrorism response, radiation, and how to build the off-grid medical kit at home. Look, 2020 taught us a lot, about the limitations of our medical infrastructure in America. Get the Prepper's Medical Handbook today at Amazon.com. Again, that's the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, back on the other side. It's December 14th, 2021, second half. At Bankster Breaker, follow me on Twitter. Send me a DM. Merry Christmas, whatever. Future Dan, where can folks reach out to you? And then let's get into something that I'm really excited to do.
Info@futuredanger.com.
Info@futuredanger.com. Short and sweet.
That's right, it. Buddy. Hey, we have been promising something for a few weeks, and we actually executed part one a few weeks ago with NBC guy Dave Jones, where we went through terminology of the former Soviet Union and basically Marxist-Leninism in general, and tried to talk about in contemporary terms how some of those concepts, organizations, policies have continued in our world in different forms, right? And I really enjoyed that show. And we promised at the time, Ben, we're going to do this also for sci-fi fictional novels. So I'm prepared to bring you tonight through, shall we say, a little game. You ready to play a game, Ben?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. So there's four ways you can score points. We're keeping score tonight, too. Let's see how well my esteemed co-host does in his sci-fi political neologisms, right? Words that authors created to express concepts in their books and movies that that survive today. Some well-known, you ought to score well, and some maybe a little more obscure, but nevertheless, happening before our eyes. So there's four ways you can score points, Ben. First way, I'm going to read you the definition of terms that appeared in books and movies. You got to name, define the term. What is the term, right? What's the word that was used in one of these pieces of fiction, to describe the definition I'm going to give you, right? You can do it Jeopardy style, like what is, and give me the answer.
Okay.
Then, so that's the basic. Do you get it right or wrong? Then, name the author, name the title of, and name how you see it happening today in our own world.
Nice.
And we're going to go quick. This is rapid fire. Again, the term, the author, the title, and relate it to something contemporary. I'm the judge. All results are final. Let's see how well you do. I'm going to jump around between authors because there could be multiples from multiples. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to do my best. Let's give it a go.
I'm going to throw you a softball right up front. Okay?
All right.
All right. An authoritarian personality, any omnipresent figure, oppressive control.
It'd be Big Brother, Orwell, 1984.
And
how do I see it right now?
Yeah.
Just the entire metaverse, Facebook and otherwise, just the entire internet apparatus online, but especially social media. But I mean, really permeates all of life right now. I don't even think Orwell would know.
I don't know if you're getting the bonus point for that. You're going to need to name an authoritarian personality. I would say that, in certain respects, Trump, Obama had that kind of influence, that big brotherness over you know, their political parties, but not over the whole country. We're still a free country. But Xi sure looks like one to me.
Okay, okay.
All right, so 3 out of 4 off of our first Orwell term. Hint, hint. All right, make it a little harder here.
Uh-oh.
Artificial humans, slave labor on other planets. Sometimes they escape and get down to Earth where they are killed by bounty hunters.
Blade Runner. I think. Let me think here. So, is, I'm trying to think the name of
author
them.
Author and title?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, God. I have the name Philip K. Dick. Blade Runner?
Very good. Very good. Yes. I'll give you bonus points if you actually name the novel that he wrote on which Blade Runner was
based. I do know this one somehow, just because I'm a nerd to some degree. Do sheep have electric dreams or something like that? Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Yeah. Are you Googling these separately?
No, I swear. Do androids. Is that
you
right?
Got it.
All right. I never read it.
So far. Now, where do we see?
Patriot Power Hour 165.5. We had a 30-second issue, but we fixed it. Future Dan, we're back live, and I will consolidate this anyway, so most people won't even know what's going on. And let's continue with our game show anyway.
Hey, you were just telling us about Philip K. Dick's piece of work entitled Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? The Basis for Blade Runner, talking about androids, artificial slave labor. Where do we see anything like that today?
Yeah. I want to say real quick, the reason I knew this Philip K. Dick is because his third wife, his final wife, was a radio host on the first network I was ever part of. It was freaking crazy, and it was confirmed 100% real, so I did speak with her. Anyway, androids that are outcast by society and hunted down. Right before we got disconnected, I told you I couldn't really come up with a good one, to be honest. And I asked you, do you have any good examples?
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that. I think we were broken by then.
Yeah, I think
No, we don't have it now. But, genetically engineering people, cloning people, it's a reality now. You know, we have clones. They did it in China. So how far away from androids or, you know, at least highly genetically altered people, it's within our lifetime. Let's move on. Moving right on. Okay. Different author. I'll give you that hint. Distant, savage, monkey-like descendants of the contemporary lower classes.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Distant, savage, monkey-like descendants in the far future of the contemporary lower classes.
I was thinking Planet of the Apes for some reason, but
close. No, it's the Morlocks. I'll give you that. If you know about the Morlocks, tell me the author and title.
I forgot. This one I know, but I don't remember now.
H.G. Wells, The Time Machine.
Okay. Now, yeah, I've definitely heard of that, but did not read that or anything.
Who are the equivalent today of Morlocks, or is it not a fair term to apply to anybody?
I don't know enough context about them. If they're just the beaten down, undertrodden, or trodden over class, you know, there's still some of those
apes
here.
Buying GameStop.
Yeah.
GameStop stock. They're the Morlocks. All right, moving on. Different author. Birds created by the Capitol to spy upon citizens. They can record and repeat conversations and alert the Capitol of treacherous discussions.
Well, they had ravens that did similar things to that in Game of Thrones. What is it? The Song of Fire and Ice. They had ravens that would spy on people, so I'll say that.
All right. Good try. Good try. It's the Jabberjays from Suzanne Collins's The Hunger Games.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The little, is that the Mockingjay or something? Or no, I forgot. I have seen those. Those are actually pretty interesting for sure. Those the movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Better. Where are Jabberjays today? They're built into your phones, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's here. It's called your iPhone or Android phone. All right. All right. Let's throw you one. I know you can get this. Control language of simplified grammar and restricted vocabulary designed to limit the individual's ability to think and articulate subversive concepts such as personal identity, self-expression, and free will. A controlled language of the future.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this is... Was it Huxley's Brave New World?
Newspeak. Newspeak from Orwell, 1984.
I kept thinking double speak. I'm like, no, that's not it. Newspeak. I always forget that.
Newspeak, yeah. Controlled language of simplified grammar and restrictive vocabulary. Sounds like text messaging to me.
Hey, definitely. No, the written English language is... has gone downhill over the last 20 years, for sure.
Yeah, more so on the devices that are happen to be.
Yeah, that's the main reason why, themselves. For sure.
All right, all right. How about state intervention to punish, disrupt, incapacitate, or restrict those deemed able and ready to commit future crime?
But yeah, I was going to actually say, like, future crime.
I'll give you a hint. You already named this author once.
Oh, no. See, I've read all these books and movies, like, 10 years ago. Now I totally forgot them all. They get all mixed up in my head anyway.
It was a Spielberg movie.
You repeat it one more
Tom
time.
Tom Cruise in it. State intervention to punish or disrupt acts that are deemed to embody the threat of future crime.
Tom Cruise? Is he in H.G. Wells?
Actually, he was. Yeah, War of the Worlds, but we're not doing that one tonight.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that one, though. But I kept thinking, like, oh, man, I'm doing
a Minority thing. Report. It's pre-crime.
Okay.
Pre-crime. And again, that's a Philip K. Dick piece of work.
Oh, man.
And
damn it.
And the movie Pre-Crime, or the concept of pre-crime, you know, has lengthy social commentary from both sides of the political spectrum in our country about the problem with pre-crime, because it's here. There's algorithms that police departments have been running for several years to calculate the potential of, you know, having to use different levels of force or the potential for other, you know, crimes to be detected when they're responding to reports for particular people. Like, before they come to your house, they're looking you up and they're running algorithms. And let's say you call the police because you're a victim of a crime, but the algorithm indicates that, you know, they should treat you differently from someone else. That's an example of actual pre-crime happening today.
Oh, for sure. No, it's very sophisticated. Definitely. Great one. That's a great one.
All right. How about this will be a little bit tough. Try, if you can't get the term, remember, keep taking a shot at the authors and titles. Someone whose existence has been entirely removed from the public and private memory.
Memory wiped. Yeah, I got to think of the movie, too. Or the book. I do a lot better with video game questions, probably. there's a lot of video games with very similar themes, too. But,
Unperson. That's an unperson. Someone whose existence has been excised from the public and private memory. Where What's was unperson a term used?
I got no idea.
Again, 1984, George Orwell.
I should just guess it every time.
And tying it all together with the previous show about Marxist-Leninist, Stalinist terms, the Soviet Union did this, right? They actually unpersoned people. They took them, they airbrushed them out of photos with yeah. Stalin.
That's right? Crazy.
So, you know, this is, where does this happen today? It's deplatforming, right? It's not going and visiting relatives who are unvaccinated and not talking to them anymore. The unpersoning effect of COVID has been amazing to me.
Yeah, no, that's great analogy. That's perfect.
All right. How about this? A powerful, soothing, happiness-producing drug, a drug used by the state to control the population. New author. There's your hint. Right. Not previously mentioned author.
Now that one, I think I'm right. That one's Brave New World. Is it Aldous Huxley or is that his brother? I always forget. I think it's Huxley, Brave New World. Maybe I'm confused. And then Soma. And then
you are right.
On all three, hopefully.
You knocked that one out. Soma, yep. And I think you named Soma a minute ago. Did you not say that video game trivia questions you do better at? There's your Soma.
Yes. That video games is Soma, fast food, drugs, alcohol. I mean, there's so unlimited varieties. Most people have a few Somas in their life. Some people have like dozens and are totally, you know, sick. But almost everybody, except maybe the Amish, have a Soma in their life these days, I feel like.
Yep, and it's nothing but promoted, right? You know, fantasy sports betting. Yeah. That's not a Soma. I don't know what is. How many people do you know who are, you know, spend inordinate amount of time each week focused on that rather than, oh, I don't know, for example, any of the headlines on Future Danger? Moving on.
Or reading some of the books we mentioned. I think I got to do less fantasy football and do more reading of the classics myself.
Moving back to a source that you've already named, so I've narrowed it down for you, right? We've done H.G. Wells, Orwell, Susan Collins' Hunger Games, Philip K. Dick, and a couple different works, right? Here's another one. The secret police who discover and punish personal and political thoughts unapproved of by the regime.
I believe it's as simple as thought police.
Correct.
Okay. And then
and where was that found?
All new author, correct?
No, previously.
You've already said it. Okay. Then, and I'm just going to guess 1984 Orwell again.
You're right. And where do we have thought?
Wow, I have so many of them. Where do we see that now? Definitely on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all the different social media, but even just mainstream media and even
the White House.
As far as the CDC, I was about to say the CDC and White House, definitely. You can't even cite other doctors if it doesn't agree with the CDC or the WHO or something.
Exactly. How about what is the North American country consisting of the wealthy capital and 13 districts in varying states of poverty?
So that's definitely the Hunger Games. And what was her name again? Susan Collins, is that correct?
Correct.
And then, I mean, the 13th district is the D.C. metro region, I suppose, the capital. I don't know if they had like a financial
but
capital.
But what is the term?
For?
for that North American country in the Hunger Games.
Oh man.
Panem. Panem. Oh yeah. P-A-N-E-M, Panem, was the name of that. And if this country, with this rate of inflation, isn't starting to resemble Panem, I don't know. It was not too distant, really. If you look at the wealth and the just the immunity that our people in our nation's capital have to a lot of the problems the rest of the country has, it's ever growing in appropriateness. I would say. All right. Here's a tough one. Don't expect you to get it, but maybe you read the book, so let's give it a shot.
All right.
The nickname for the constantly shifting pathogen virus that exterminates 99.4% of the human population. It was in a book. Mm-hmm. I think they might have made a movie, but it was more popular in a book. What is the nickname for that constantly shifting virus?
Is it the Omega strain?
Oh, good guess. That took a shot at it. I love it. You're wrong. This
Michael
was from
Crichton?
Close. It was, but no cigar. It's Stephen King, The Stand. And the nickname for that disease that's constantly shifting and wiping out human population is Captain Trips. Captain Trips.
Really?
And I actually read The Stand, so I threw that in there. Okay. And COVID wasn't Captain Trips, but I'll be damned if people haven't acted like it.
I know, right? For real. Can you imagine what people would act like if it killed, 5% instead of 0.05% of infected? Like, oh my gosh, that's what you got to prep for.
All right. I think you're sitting at about 22, 23 points right now on the scale, which is pretty good at 17 times 4, right? You're doing well, Ben. We're going to get a couple more in here. Let's see. Any mechanism for the deliberate disappearance of inconvenient or embarrassing documents, photos, or transcripts or other records, particularly as part of an attempt to give the impression that something never happened.
That one, memory hole.
Got it.
Pretty sure that's still 1984 Orwell, right?
Got it.
Yeah, and Memory Hole is the Dethrone the Bankster's YouTube channel, which got banned in Memory Hole a few months ago.
The who?
My YouTube channel.
Yours was Memory Hole. Okay, I'll tell you what's not Memory Hole. All the headlines that are recorded on Future Danger go to the archive or independent website, not censored in any way. They're going to have to shut the site down because they're not going to hide all the indicator news over the last 5 years, and there's no memory holes on Future Danger. One more. You got 27 points. Let's see if you can break 30.
All right.
The process of indoctrination where the subject is expected to simultaneously accept two mutually contradictory beliefs as correct.
Often this one I was waiting on. This
one. Own memories.
This one I expected actually to come. All this whole time, and I was waiting for it, but double think for Orwell. 84.
Again, Orwell, 1984, for 31 points on our scale of whatever 17 times 4 is, and actually we didn't get to a few of these, and we're running out of time. Tell me where double think is in full effect today in the USA.
Omicron can still infect the vaccinated, therefore you need to get a booster.
Exactly. If that's not that's completely double think.
It's crazy.
All right, man. Good job. I look forward to you pulling together a game show retort and putting me to the test in the new year. We're doing one more show in this fall season of Patriot Power Hour. We're going to be on next Tuesday live, 8 p.m., Ben.
Yes, sir. The winter solstice, the 21st, next Tuesday will be the season finale. We'll be there. That was a lot of fun. I'm going to have to come up with another game show myself, and I'm going to have to go back and read some of these classics over Christmas break, maybe. All right, my man, for everyone out there, Patriot Power Hour's getting out of here, but stick with us for the next generation. And don't forget about the telethon, PrepperBroadcasting.com. Catch you guys later.
I wanna dance by water beneath the Mexican sky. Drink some margaritas by swinging blue lights. Listen to the mariachi play at midnight.